Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently mostly cloudy and 46 degrees. Deadly flooding has forced hundreds from their damaged homes in Nebraska.
Midwesterners wade through waist-high floodwaters trying to grab what they can from their soggy homes. A mix of heavy rain and rapid snowmelt has led to historic flooding in parts of the country's midsection.
I was scared. I was petrified. You know, I didn't know how fast it was coming up.
Homes and businesses are submerged, some under 6 to 7 feet of water as roads become rivers and towns turn into islands.
All these little towns devastated. Just all the houses lost. Where are we going to put them?
In Cass County, Nebraska, Charles Watson, Fox News.
The situation at the El Dorado Correctional Facility is being called a crisis. The Union for Corrections Officers says the staffing shortage is a race against time to add more officers and increase safety before something bad happens.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says she believes the staffing problem is a crisis, and she's convened a legislative task force to find some solutions. KSN News reports unnamed sources say there are too many mandatory overtime hours for the guards, and some have even volunteered to work 80 hours a week. That's something the governor says she is aware of and will be working to correct.
It is a dangerous situation for our employees in those institutions, and we have a moral responsibility to do something as quickly as we can.
The governor says first they need to find some money to hire more officers, then work to find long-term solutions. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
After recent copper thefts in the area, the suspect was arrested following multiple cases of vandalism in West Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened early Friday evening as an off-duty police officer was working security at Town West Square Shopping Center.
The officer was notified by a citizen of an unknown male near a light pole that appeared to be cutting wires and then leaving in a gold-colored sedan. Officers responded to the area and located the vehicle traveling southbound on West Street.
The car was being driven by a 16-year-old boy, and there was another teenage boy in the car as well. The adult suspect bailed from the car and tried to run but was apprehended. Turns out a half dozen light poles in the Town West parking lot had been damaged. 43-year-old Rodney Kane was booked into jail for multiple counts of destruction to property, an aggravated weapons violation, and an outstanding arrest warrant. Today's Wichita City Council meeting will have a late start at 6 p.m. to accommodate citizens who want to have their say about plans for the new stadium. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
We're really looking forward to the presentation because we're able now to release more information. Some of this stuff takes a while to put it all together. And so one of the developers in the area approached us last Friday and wanted to be a part of the presentation.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. A chemical storage facility in Houston has been burning since Sunday, and authorities say it could burn for another couple of days.
You can see the smoke coming from the ITC facility for miles. As the flames continue to burn, county officials and other agencies will have their work cut out for them.
Right now what we're seeing is no elevated levels because the plume is high enough that it's not affecting us here close to the ground.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo held a press conference to address the public's concerns. While presently the air quality readings are coming up normal, the weather will ultimately be the determining factor if the air quality changes. While the county continues monitoring levels with mobile units and fixed air quality monitors, some are concerned with what the future holds.
That's Natasha Giegel of Fox affiliate KRIV in Houston reporting. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS on a Tuesday morning, now 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And bad news on this Tuesday morning. Sorry to start you off this way with traffic, but gasoline prices going up. We started seeing it yesterday, $2.49 a gallon. So another jump in the gasoline prices out there, $2.49 a gallon out there this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly cloudy sky in south central Kansas, our chance of rain will increase as we go into the afternoon. It'll be breezy today, mid-50s at noontime, 61 for the afternoon high. A 40% chance of rain through tonight, our low 38, and with a clearing sky, sunshine Wednesday and near 60. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a mostly cloudy sky, 45 degrees. We have an east wind at 10 miles per hour. Steve and 10 in the morning, a beautiful sunny day across central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 62 degrees. Normal high for the date is 59. On this date, this is March 19th. On this date in 1907, the high temperature reached 91 degrees in Wichita, the earliest 90 degree reading in the city's history. That was on this date in 1907. And on this date in 1953, the Academy Awards were televised for the first time. The Greatest Show on Earth was named Best Picture.
Boo!
Yeah. So a lot of people think that was a bad choice.
Well, considering some other movies were out that year, High Noon, Quiet Man,
Gary Cooper,
Singing in the Rain.
Gary Cooper won Best Actor for High Noon. Shirley Booth won Best Actress for her role in Come Back, Little Sheba. So there you go. That was 1953. So much for unicorns being all sweetness and light. In Baltimore County, Maryland, police say a person dressed in a unicorn costume tried to rob a convenience store early Saturday morning using a crowbar to get in instead of its single horn. When officers arrived, they found the suspect had fled in a car. They later found the vehicle after it was involved in what seemed to be a single car wreck. Two people involved in the crash were taken to a hospital, and authorities are trying to determine whether they were involved in the attempted break-in. The unicorn attempted break.
And whether or not there were any green alligators and long-necked geese involved as well.
Well, if they find the a unicorn suit, they'll know, right? How about soda? You a big pop drinker, Ted? I'm not.
I love soda pop.
Do you? Oh, yeah, you got some Mr. Pibb, don't you? Well, you may want to replace that sweetened beverage with water. A study published Monday in the American Heart Association Journal Circulation found an association between people who consume sugary drinks and an increased risk of death. The observational study found adults who consumed more than two sweetened drinks a day had their risk of death increased by 21% over adults who drank less than one sweetened drink a month. In other words, people who never drank it. For women, their risk increased by 25%. Risk for men was up 12%. Study also found sugary drinks were associated with a 31% increased risk of death from cardiovascular disease for both men and women. I hope I didn't scare you, Ted.
I don't drink more than two a day.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen you drink maybe one Mr.
I don't
Pibb.
Even drink one a day.
Yeah, you don't really go all out that I can see anyway. Let's see what else is going on. Today is Wednesday. That means, tomorrow spring begins, and it's been feeling like spring for the past couple of days.
Past couple of weeks, yeah.
Wow, really?
Last full day of winter.
The last full day of winter is today. Just another quick reminder that we've got the Internal Revenue Service tax filing deadline coming up. What's today? The 19th? Less than a month from now. Less than a month. You got to get your taxes filed. You done yours yet? I have not. Jad already has. Jed does his right after Christmas every year.
Well, not quite.
We don't exactly get our forms that early, but as soon as I get mine,
yeah.
I admire that.
He's pretty quick.
I would pay Jad to do my taxes.
Very efficient. I think he just uses
He would get it done, and I'd have peace of mind.
I'm not near trustworthy enough to give your personal information to. That's probably
well, it was
not a good
thought.
Idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for letting me know. I appreciate that.
Just being honest.
I know. Good.
That's one thing that's good if you're honest about those kinds of things. What about this story that's a hot story this morning about the El Dorado Correctional Facility, which we've known, Ted, for a while because we keep getting these stories about disturbances at the prison, that they don't have enough people, staff out there.
We've known that for years.
And now they're all of a sudden they say it's a crisis. Well, They can't hire people to do that work. We have full employment in this state, probably more than full employment. There's nobody looking for a job. And so where are they going to find people to do prison guards? And, of course, it's a kind of work that's quite hazardous, right? And I'm sure they don't get paid very much. So maybe that, you know, do they have to pay them more? Is there, how, in the state, the governor, and they're all saying, oh, what do we do? What do we do? Well, I don't know. We got any advice for them, Ted? Hire more guards, pay them more money. That's about all you can do.
That seems like a,
that's about the only
where
thing
you got to start.
The only thing you can think of is just hire more people and pay them more money and try to improve working conditions somehow. And then we have this story that broke over the weekend. The Wichita Eagle was talking about the fact that in Wichita, in Sedgwick County, we get everybody who's released on parole, every sex offender, comes to Sedgwick County in Kansas. None of them go to Johnson County. They're all right down here in our area.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say to our state elected lawmakers from Sedgwick County, Butler County, in this area, get your butts up there and tell them, you need to pump some money into this area somehow or do something different. Maybe take some of those offenders and put them in the Kansas City area or Topeka
or, Lawrence.
Spread the good out. Spread the wealth out so that, you know, the people out there who are bent on screwing up society are not all in Wichita, Kansas, or El Dorado.
Oh, the folks in Topeka aren't going to do that.
No, because they want to be safe when they go to their little apartments and whatnot. But isn't that something? I mean, that was an interesting, great story in the Eagle this weekend. I was going to share some of it yesterday on the air, but I did not get a chance to. But I'll tell you what, they were just showing that, you know, the vast, vast majority who come out of prison in Kansas go right to Wichita. Apparently, we've got the only work release program in the state. The only one. They don't have one in Overland Park.
Oh, no.
They do have one of those. They have a cheese factory up there. Huh? They got a cheese factory. They got all, you know, all these great things going. And it's the best place in the world to live in all the surveys. Well, you know why? Because they're, you know, they're up there like rich folks. They have no problems. The state says, oh, Overland Park. That's near where the Royals
play. You act like you just moved to Kansas. This has been the case for forever.
No, nobody ever says this, you know. Nobody ever says, hey, why is Wichita and, you know, Sedgwick and Butler County, and why are we continually just completely hosed by the state government?
Welcome to Kansas.
Is it
it's been that way for
because we
years
haven't
and
had
years.
A governor from Wichita in like 275
well, there's
years.
There's that.
Is there anybody in Wichita who could go to maybe go to Topeka as a governor and say, hey, we're going to get our share down there in Wichita? We do get our share of, you know, when the economy goes bad, we really
we get our share.
We get our share then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really on a soapbox this morning. I got some other stuff to share with you later about it's a Wallet Hub survey on which states do the best with the federal government as far as what they pay and what they get back.
Okay.
I know. Guess which one? Right at the bottom. I've kind of got my inferiority complex going this morning. All right, 6:18 now, Steve and Ted. One thing we do pretty good here in Wichita is we play a lot of good basketball around this area. We got basketball the big NCAA tournament going on now, Ted.
Yes.
Lead on sports with Ted Woodman.
Yeah,
Ted,
the NCAA
ahead.
Men's Basketball Tournament begins tonight with two games in Dayton, Ohio, the first two games of the tournament. A pair of 16 seeds kick it off. Fairleigh Dickinson against Prairie View A&M. That'll be at 5:30 p.m. And then after that, it's a pair of 11 seeds, Temple and Belmont. Of course, Temple's last game was that loss to the Shockers in the quarterfinals of the American tournament. Temple did make it into the NCAA tournament. Temple and Belmont, that'll be at about 8 o'clock tonight. Temple is a 3.5-point underdog against Belmont. You can hear both those NCAA tournament games on your home of the NCAA tournament, Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The NIT gets underway tonight with 10 games on the schedule, including Wright State at Clemson. The winner of that game will face the winner of the Wichita State-Furman game. Memphis out of the American Athletic Conference hosting San Diego tonight. Texas out of the Big 12 hosting South Dakota State. We've also got Dayton at Colorado. Colorado led by head coach Tad Boyle, former KU player and Wichita State assistant coach. And you've got Loyola at Creighton. Former Valley member Creighton against Loyola, current member of the Missouri Valley Conference. Of course, Loyola made the Final Four last year in the big tournament.
JUCO women's basketball yesterday. The National JUCO Tournament starting in Lubbock, Texas. First round matchup last evening. Number 13, Hutchinson Community College beats number 20, Western Nebraska, big time, 81-60. Hutchinson ladies under head coach John Anches are now 31-3 on the season, and they advance into the Sweet 16, the National JUCO Women's Tournament. We've got college baseball here in Wichita this afternoon. Friends University is hosting a top 10 team. Ninth-ranked Science and Arts of Oklahoma comes to Wichita to take on Friends. That game will be at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Science and Arts is number 2 in the nation in earned run average. They have good pitching staff. They are 22-4 coming in here to play Friends. In the NBA last night, the Toronto Raptors at home beat the bottom team in the league, the New York Knicks, 128-92. In the starting lineup for the Raptors, former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet, 13 points, a dozen assists. His first career double-double in the NBA.
Wow.
Raptors have won 4 out of 6. They are the number 2 team in the NBA. And happy birthday today to Kansas City Chiefs football coach Andy Reid. Is 61 today. Happy birthday to Coach Andy Reid. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Is Trump the victim of a political witch hunt? Apparently, more and more people think so. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.